a lot of talk around bulk billing. You know, we do see it gets a little bit political at times. I suppose from your perspective as a patient, what is it that we need to know?
And thanks for raising that, Jamie. I think it's a really important concept. We speak about bulk billing, and I think what I wanted to really highlight today is, what do we mean by bulk billing? Like, unpack that a little bit more. So a lot of people think bulk billing means that the government pays the doctor. That's actually not how Medicare works. So what it means is Medicare rebates, the rebate that is given, actually belongs to the patient. So the patient then contributes that Medicare through taxation and the Medicare levy. We all pay for it,
yeah.
Right? And when a GP bulk bills, the patient then assigns that rebate to go directly to the doctor. Now, why am I actually talking about that? Is that it is that patient Medicare rebate that we as GPs and as the Royal Australian College of GPs are advocating for that to be increased. So in other words, we're actually advocating on behalf of our patient to increase the patient Medicare rebate. When that assignment comes back to the doctor, that's fine, but it's unfortunately not keeping pace with the care and the quality of care to be able to provide for our patients. Now, for me as a practice owner and as a GP, you know, I pay staff wages, I've got electricity to pay, insurance costs to do, medical equipment, insurances, accreditation, compliance costs, you name it. And we do all of that. And that's one of the reasons that we are having to charge an out-of-pocket fee.
Mm-hmm.
That's primarily because when we look at CPI, the CPI at the moment, you know, for the Medicare component is only going up by 2.6%. And I think you know, and I know, and everyone else listening also knows that CPI is close to about 4% in everything else. And I want to make sure that my staff who are, you know, within that practice are also part of that community, are able to pay their school fees, their home loans, and keep up with the CPI increases that are happening, including their medical insurances. So it's a very complex concept, but I think it's just really important that this bulk billing or that rebate actually belongs to the patient and they are assigning that to the doctor.
Yeah, and the pace that that keeps with the broader economy, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, and cost of living is a real pressure. And it's one of the reasons we actually speak about bulk billing and we say we are advocating for an increase in the patient Medicare rebate so that our patients can get the quality care that they receive so that we can also keep our practices open.
Yeah. Where does the rebate sit currently?
So it depends on the consultation.
Sure.
Now, approximately, if you sort of look at a short consultation, which is within about 20 minutes or so, the rebate is $43 for that time.
Mm.
Now, we're calling on an increase for that rebate so that, you know, most patients spend more than 20 minutes with their GP. And I know that, you know, my patients listening to this will certainly say, well, yeah, she's always running behind. Well, that's the
why.
Reason for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and the truth of that is it's because there are multiple conditions that we tend to cover. It's part of the job as a GP. I'm not complaining about it. But the reality of the cost of that care needs to be kept pace with what's happening in this world. There was a Medicare freeze for about 10 years prior to this, and that's been a real inhibiting factor to the fact that we are still at the current Medicare rebates for the patient.